Contrary to popular belief, the skin is not an organ designed for excretion. Yoga, like other forms of physical activity, certainly offers many health benefits when practiced properly. Vigorous movement helps the body eliminate waste by boosting blood flow and lymphatic circulation. The lymph nodes and kidneys handle this filtration, with toxins that pass through the lymphatic system eventually entering the bloodstream and then being processed by the kidneys. The liver also plays a key role by filtering out waste products and releasing them into the digestive tract through bile. However, when it comes to getting rid of toxins, the real work is done internally, not through sweating. The primary function of sweat is temperature regulation, achieved by cooling the body through evaporation. Sweat from the eccrine glands, which cover most of the body, is about 99% water with trace amounts of salts, urea, and carbohydrates, natural byproducts of normal metabolism. Apocrine glands, found in areas like the armpits and groin, secrete water mixed with small amounts of fat. When skin bacteria break these fats down, they produce the familiar strong odor associated with stress or intense exercise. While apocrine sweat may carry tiny traces of fat-soluble substances, it is not a significant way for the body to remove toxins. Most harmful compounds are handled by internal organs and leave the body through urine or stool, not through your yoga clothes. So, the next time you hear someone claim that sweating eliminates toxins, you'll know it's a myth best corrected with a little knowledge of physiology.